Patriots, Seahawks, so many questions to be answered, but America worries about one thing. Will Abe Vigoda show up at a Snickers commercial? America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. A busy hour ahead. We'll kick things off with Dr. Angela DeRosa, an internationally recognized authority on women's hormonal health. She has just written a book, How Your Doctor is Slowly Killing You, A Woman's Health Survival Guide. Provocative? Yes. Informative? Yes. And Dr. DeRosa will be with us. And then another edition of Sports in Focus with Adam Walsky, followed by Facebook at Work. Facebook is already at work. Come on, you know you're on Facebook 7.5 of the 8 hours a day you're there. Well, Mark Zuckerberg has created another megalopolis. There is a social application that your employer will allow you to be on, and you'll do all of your business work through Facebook. Oh my, we'll talk about it. Then it'll be this week's Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo, followed by the most memorable performances by athletes on the big screen. Yeah, there have been some good ones. There have been a lot of terrible ones as well. We start things off this hour with gas prices. This is amazing. Do you realize how cheap gasoline has become all across this country? Where I live, gas has dropped 9 cents in 1 week. What, maybe a year ago, 2 years ago? I was throwing $20 bills into my gas tank like it was going out of style. I drive a Toyota Camry, which I love, by the way. Now I can drive into a station, and for a little more than $20, I can fill my tank. It's amazing how cheap gas has become. Where I live, regular, and you realize you can only really get regular. Now, there aren't the multi-grade levels that you used to have before the crisis of a few years ago. But for regular, when I pay cash, I think it was $1.79. And that's for name brand gasoline, not this no-name stuff. And it's always a good idea to stay away from the no-name stuff. I have a friend of mine who went with some no-name stuff, and about a month later, he had an $1,800 engine repair on his hands. And there was also a no-name gasoline station not far from where I live. Turns out they were selling jet fuel and filling automobiles with jet fuel. And all of a sudden, you had cars going down the highway going from zero to 780 in 4 seconds. That's never good. Anyway, it's incredible how cheap gasoline has become. So, it makes me wonder, will the quality of the goodies at all of the Super Bowl parties be better this year because people aren't spending as much on gasoline? Will there be a higher quality cheese in the cheese dip? Will the chips be name brands rather than just the whatever brand they got from the club warehouse they went to earlier today or yesterday? We'll have to see. But it's unbelievable. Did you ever think you would see gasoline under $2 again? Now, the real interesting thing will be once the summer driving season arrives, because that's when gasoline always skyrockets, because supposedly, it's supply and demand. We can't keep up with the demand. Well, obviously, right now, there is way too much supply. And when you really think about it, how much less driving do you do in the winter? They make it seem as if everybody is constantly driving 100 miles a day after work because they want to go to the beach, and that everybody is driving on vacation constantly. Not everyone is the Griswold family. And we're not all driving across country, and we're not going on vacation every day. You still have to go to work every day. And I know there's a difference between the winter blends and the summer blends, but is there really that much of a difference in the amount of gasoline that we as a nation use on, I don't know, February 5th as opposed to August 10th? I would tend to think in the summer, people take vacation time from work. They don't go to work. They don't necessarily drive on vacation. They're home. So they're not driving to work as much. So I'd really like to get into one day as to how much of a difference there is between summer usage of gasoline as opposed to the winter usage of gasoline. Stay with us. Dr. Angela DeRosa coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you reach your full potential without selling your soul? Do these four things daily.
First, always value your values. Align your actions with your core values, and you'll always respect the person you see in the mirror.
Second, get over today tomorrow. If today was great, revel in it. If not, recover from it. But when you wake up in the morning, wipe the slate clean.
Third, all you can do is all you can do. If you gave your all, take comfort, even if you fell short of your mark. But don't lie to yourself. Make sure you really did give your all.
Fourth, take it to the limit. When you push yourself past what you know, you grow. With growth comes fulfillment. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Last 3 years during Daytona Bike Week, gasoline cost has gone through the roof. Cheaper gas, bike week, more bikers. Maybe today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Got a big year for Daytona Bike Week, and associated sales of everything from hotel rooms to t-shirts be in the offing. Hauling from north to south has been progressively more expensive each year, with pump gas plunging to levels not seen in 4 or 5 years. A lot of us who had given up the spring break in favor of three hots and a cot will be making plans and buying suntan lotion. Will this big discount in travel expense lead to a bigger, better, perhaps even giant Daytona Bike Week? Stay tuned. We'll be there. American Biker Minute. Passport to the open road on two wheels.